In January 2013, Czechs will, for the first time in history, elect their president directly. Polling stations will open on January 11th for the first round of voting. The second round will take place 2 weeks later, the Speaker of the Czech Senate has announced. 25 people have so far expressed an interest in running for the office of Czech president, but only 6 of them have actually met the legal requirements to date to become the successor to Václav Klaus. Jan Richter reports.
Some presidential hopefuls launched their campaigns months ago, but it has only now become clear when the actual election will be held. The Speaker of the Czech Senate, Milan Štěch, on Monday announced that the first round of voting will be held on Friday, the 11th of January, and Saturday, the 12th of January. If no candidate receives a majority, 2 candidates with the most votes will advance to the runoff second round. That will take place 2 weeks after the first round, on Friday, January the 25th, and Saturday, the 26th. The Speaker of the Senate, Milan Štěch, who is under the Constitution entitled to set the date for the presidential election, chose the first available date. As he explained, any later term would collide with some school children's spring holidays, which would make it difficult for their parents to vote. 25 people have to date announced they would run for office, but only 6 have met the conditions set down by the Constitution, either to collect 50,000 signatures in support of their bid, or get nominated by a group of 10 senators or 20 MPs. Those who did meet the requirements include Czech Foreign Minister and head of the Topo 9 party Karel Schwarzenberg, Deputy Speaker of the Senate, Civic Democrat Přemysl Sobotka, Social Democrat Senator Jiří Dienstbier, former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman, another former Prime Minister Jan Fischer, and former Member of European Parliament Diana Bobošíková. Some of the candidates have already launched their election campaigns, but political analyst Jiří Pehe expects that things will get more interesting later on in the race.
In general, I think that the campaign will become much more interesting before the second round, because in the first round, the candidates will simply try to present their own profiles, their own views, ideas. But in the second round, they will have to somehow deal with the other contender, and I think at that stage, the campaign will really become much more intense.
Opinion surveys mostly favor Jan Fischer and Miloš Zeman, but Mr. Pehe says that no matter who becomes the next Czech president, his or her position will be very different from that of their predecessors in office, Václav Havel and Václav Klaus.
The next president will be the first, what I would call, post-revolutionary president. What I mean by this is that both Václav Havel and Václav Klaus were the products of history, so to speak. They were important figures in their own right, and they had constitutional powers on the one hand, but they also had a lot of informal influence. I think that the next president will have to be much more down to earth, and will have to play a role which is much less prominent than the roles played by Václav Havel and Václav Klaus.
Just like in the general elections, Czech expats living abroad will also have a chance to cast their ballots in the first ever presidential vote. To be able to do so, those with permanent residence in the Czech Republic will have to ask the local authorities for a voting card. Those without will have to register with the Czech embassy or consulate no later than 40 days before the election. The choice of the date for the first round of the presidential election also means that the country's public broadcasters, Czech TV and Czech Radio, will start broadcasting campaign video and audio clips on the 26th of December, at a time when many Czechs are glued to their TV screens watching fairy tales and other Christmas programming. Marketing experts believe this might raise the interest of the public in what the individual candidates have to offer, and also eventually increase the turnout at the polls.
Jan Richter reporting there on the country's first ever direct presidential election, and it should certainly be interesting to see who the final candidates will be who get enough support either from MPs or senators or by attaining 50,000 signatures. So that coming up in January. Again, if you've been watching developments there or are curious or would like to comment on who you think should be the next president of the Czech Republic, let us know what you think. English at radio.cz.